Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello, wife, Rosie Ramsey.
Hi, husband.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well.
Good, hope you're all right. Sorry, what? What? Was this something important?
No.
Oh, okay.
Calm down. Are you all right?
you're finally
terrified of us. Finally terrified of us. That was nice. That was beautiful.
Guys,
do that again.
Hey, guys, she's only just realised I'm terrified of her. It's been fucking years.
I was going to say, imagine if people just went round introducing each other all the time as husband-wife. We do that.
Some people do that.
We do that a lot at the minute with Robin going to the new school. Yeah. I'm always like, my husband, Chris.
Yeah.
It freaks us out a bit.
Well, I don't know, because sometimes it freaks me out when people just say stuff as if you should know who it is. Do you know what I mean? When a woman's like, oh yeah, Gary will be here later. And you're like, what are you fucking talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, my husband. Oh, sorry, I didn't know. Oh, well,
okay.
Know.
Okay, I take back everything I said. We should introduce each other as that.
I mean, definitely on a podcast, definitely on a medium like this. I mean, it's official. I mean, it's slapdash.
I've just been a normal life.
Slapdash and cobbled together and low rent as it is. It is a big deal.
It's a thing, isn't it?
Here's an interesting phrase. My now wife. Like that.
Oh, I've never said that.
I've never really had a chance to use it in a sentence, but I would quite like to use it.
I think you're like 7 years late,
right,
to using that in a sentence.
No, because I use it when I'm talking about. So if I say like, I went on holiday in 2012 with my now wife.
All right,
meaning
okay.
We went on holiday in 2012, but we weren't married.
Please don't talk like that. Why would you talk like that?
Why are you trying to stop me bettering myself?
Listen, drop trow. Get over yourself.
Why are you trying to stop me leveling up?
Oh, is that what you want to do?
We've moved to the country now. Why not use some new words, some posh words?
I'm just correcting you like Sandra did to me. What did I say wrong last week? Midriff.
Said,
it's not midrift. It's midriff.
Don't even know where that came in
a
sentence.
I can't remember saying it, if I'm honest. She's listening to a different podcast. It wasn't even me. Never happened. Hashtag never happened.
Guys, it is episode 128.
Ah!
Hope you're all fine and dandy and happy out there. We're buzzing. We're both happy. Pleasure to be here. And before
speak
we go,
I ain't speak for you. No,
wow,
I am actually in a good
blank
mood.
Look there, honestly,
no, I'm in a good mood.
Oh,
well, we're back from holiday.
Yeah.
Fucking holiday. Holiday, we've been, my we've
been
arse.
Back. We've been back, man. We've
oh, shit, we've
that.
Done that.
Wow.
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 See?
You don't even know.
Nah.
There's me. I tell you what episode it is, and you don't even know what's going on. What? Honestly.
Is it? I thought
Why
we just
I
got. I thought we hadn't done one since we got back from holiday. We've talked about the holiday.
Shocking.
Oh, shit.
We literally did a full episode called Not a Holiday. Guys. Guys, I can only apologise for the absolute lack of professionalism by this woman that I got with in 2012, me now wife. Yes, nailed it.
I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Moron.
Wow.
Absolute moron.
Okay, you're just doing what you do here.
Sit back, time to earn some money. This week's lucrative sponsor is... This week's sponsor is... Ironing.
Mm.
Hey, just got that little shirt out of a drawer or something, out of a case, have you? Eh? There's a bit creased, eh? Iron it.
Mm.
Oh, sat in the car, have you? It's creased again. Wasn't that a waste of fucking time?
Pointless.
Yes, it was.
When are creases going to become just ironing. Acceptable?
Ironing. A big, hot, steamy waste of time.
Mm.
I fucking hate it. But brought to you in conjunction with people who point out that you haven't ironed your shirt.
Oh, they can fuck
get
off.
In the fucking sea.
Yeah. Horrible.
It's just such a, Chris, you've not got an iron, like, oh, well done, mate. Is that your talent? Is it making your clothes look flat? Oh, well done. Oh, what do you want? A fucking medal? Oh, careful, don't put it around your neck. You might crease your fucking shirt.
Wanker. Wankers.
Has that happened recently?
Oh, I hate it when people point out. I never iron, right? If you see us anyway, I'm always creased. If I'm on telly, someone else has ironed it and it's fine, right? But everywhere else in my life, I'm fucking creased. I put this t-shirt on now. Mm. I'm wearing this t-shirt, me now t-shirt.
Yeah.
And it was creased this morning when I put it on. And now it's fine because, you know.
I don't think it matters with t-shirts and that. Nah. I don't like the kids being creased. I iron their clothes more than my own.
Pointless. I've seen people lying underpants. I've seen people lying socks. Maniacs. How much time you got in your life?
Got a lot of time. But here's a little hack I seen online, though.
Oh, God.
No, apparently, you know. What?
The only thing worse than seeing hacks online is someone reporting a hack to you that you've seen online.
No, worse than that is your mum trying to explain a meme to you. That's worse than... The hack was, you wrap your ironing board in tin foil and then you put the cover on.
Right.
And then that way, you iron like a sleeve and you don't have to turn it over because it repels like the heat.
Don't the covers do that anyway? Don't they bounce the heat back? I've literally seen an advert where you know when you used to walk around Woolworths and there'd be a little TV screen, it'd be like, the JML iron the back of the buttons. The buttons just sink in. You know what I mean? But I don't iron anyway, so you stick your tinfoil up your arse for a while.
I might try it. But you're right, actually. I think there is the metallic ones, the silver ones.
Oh, I just don't
know. Oh, anyway. Listen, you've got to iron sometimes. No. You can't look like another bag of shit. Do you know what I really like?
What?
Linen.
That's a nightmare. I know. That's the top set. Not
it's
a
the worst. I know. It's the absolute worst. I bought a linen jumpsuit. It's quite expensive, right? I've worn
a
it once.
Linen jumpsuit.
I did. Right. I love it. Love it, right?
Right.
And then I washed it. I ironed it. Now it happened.
Great.
It's still creased a bit.
Well, at least you got a good story out of it, though.
I mean, we'll be. We will let the listeners be the judge of that. Because they've all tuned out.
Fucking hell.
Because we're talking about ironing.
God. Oh, Jesus. Play the jingle quick.
Listen, here's the jingle.
Time to iron out the creases in this podcast.
We had a fight about the jingle.
Jingle.
We couldn't settle on a jingle.
Jingle.
So this is the jingle.
Jingle.
We hope you like the jingle.
Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed. Lovely to have you back. Hiya.
Hi.
Whatever you're up to. Cleaning, running, dadina, shagging.
Stretching out the days, waiting for the bettings to go to bed. Summer holidays. Oh.
Summer holidays. Fuck me.
It's killing us.
I know.
It's killing us.
I know. It's really affecting you, these summer holidays.
Well, I feel like they wouldn't be that bad if we hadn't had the 18 months we just had, where kids were just at home constantly.
Yeah.
It's just, oh, God. Just every day.
I know.
Rosie, every day, he's there. Wake up, he's there. There's nowhere to... Do you know, you went to a little summer camp day. I went to bed excited last night because I was like, oh my God, he's going somewhere.
No,
sorry, I sound like a bastard here.
That's
no. That's not me trying to say I want rid of my kid. Mm. That's me saying I know he's going to be somewhere with other children where he's going to be entertained and engaged and just knocking about with his mates instead of just sitting around here asking for food and wanting to watch the fucking iPad all the time. Jesus! He has spent more time on an iPad in his life than I have in my entire life.
Oh, don't. Chris, don't. Because I'm already guilty as out. Do not.
Sorry.
Don't start with that.
Okay.
I feel terrible.
I know. It's I swear. Just
and he because he holds it so close to his eyes and I'm literally like, you're going to go blind. Please stop.
Honestly.
It's pure. But look, he's not this week. He's at that little camp.
He's got
like, how long is he there? Like 6 hours of the day? 5 to 6 hours?
Yeah. But
so listen, you can go on it when he gets in.
I've got a really horrible feeling. I'm going to pick him up today and he's going to go, I didn't like it and I don't want to go back. And I'm going to go, you've got to go back. We've got work. Like, you've got to go back.
That's but annoyingly, it doesn't because my mum's here.
Tell him that.
I know, all right, man.
She can do what... We've spoke about how my mum used to pretend she was going to work on a Friday so I didn't
ridiculous.
Get the school to phone and say
I'm not
I was
doing
ill,
that.
Right? Let's just do that. We'll all just go out. Your mum can go out and take Rafe out. We can all just go out. We'll all put suits on tomorrow. We'll say, off to the office. And I'll have to drop him off.
No, I'm not doing that. I vowed never to do that because that is ridiculous. Right. I still can't believe your mum did that.
Yeah, every Friday.
Absolutely crazy.
Yeah, so guys, if you're not up on this, basically, a little recap. Me mum, when I was a kid, when I was in the junior school, big shout out, Mowbray Juniors, now flattened. Now a housing estate, like all of me schools. Ring, ting, ting. riddle me this. Were they all that shit? Yes, they were. Me mum used to have Fridays off and I cottoned on. So every single Friday, Friday dinner time, I would say I was ill and the teachers would have to phone.
Wow.
So she started.
You little shit.
Started dropping us off in our work here, then going home, getting changed and going to the Metro Centre.
Great. So that was, well, Robin, yeah. when I said to him about this little summer camp, I was like, because he didn't want to go, because I think in his defence, he was a bit nervous. Right. And he's not a nervous kid.
Yeah.
Started the new school, great. He settled in amazingly. But I think he was just a little bit nervous because it was a completely different thing.
Yeah.
And do you know what he did? He pulled the old, I'll miss Rafe.
Yeah, he loves a bit of I'll miss Rafe. Bullshit.
Shut up.
Bullshit.
I'll miss him so much. No, you won't. No, you won't.
I feel like he knows. I feel like there's a part of him. I feel like he's wiser. I feel like all kids, anyone out there who's got a kid that goes to summer camp or whatever, a child minor or whatever, I feel like they know that you're getting time on your own as a parent, that you're getting really, really quality time on your own away from them. I feel like they know. And they're like, I'm not having this, like.
No,
so like for a joke, if I'll pop out and you say, like, you're going to sit on your ass, and for a laugh, I'll go run the hoover around. Like a joke. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's like, did I not tell you when we're on holiday? And then you went to the kids' club. So when we were on holiday.
Didn't last very long, though.
Well, we're on holiday and we're there with people we know and they had their two kids, right? So we'll put them all in the kids' club one day.
Mm-hmm.
And they came out of the kids' club and they said, I hadn't even told you this either. You know how they're drawn minions?
Yeah, yeah.
They'd drawn some minions. Apparently, this Spanish lady who was running the... Because they reminded us this morning when I dropped
you
them off at the camp.
You did tell me this, do it again. Tell us again, because I can't fully remember.
He came out, they'd all painted these minions, right? And they were perfect. They were amazing. And apparently, in this kids' club, there was an Xbox in the corner. And they kept going, come and put on the Xbox. And apparently, the Spanish lady kept going, draw the minion! Paint the minion! Draw the minion! I can't do her accent, but just like, draw the minion! Paint the minion! And that's all she was saying. So there was like this fucking work camp production line of these kids just painting minions until their hands were red raw. And then it was that thing of it was later on that afternoon. I said, oh, you're going to go to kids club again tomorrow? And they didn't say much about it. And then the next morning, out of nowhere, our mate's daughter turned to me from nowhere and went, by the way, we're not going to kids' club today.
And didn't it was, you say we've talked about it?
It was like, by the way, we're not going to kids' club today either. We don't want to go back. And I was like, it was just a real, like, I feel like the subtext of what she wasn't saying was, had a little nice little day, did you?
Yeah.
A couple of beers?
We did have a nice day.
It was the best day of the holiday. Best day of the holiday. It was 3 hours while they were in there.
Oh, honestly.
God.
Such a good idea, kids' club, to get them out of the sun, but like,
don't have a fucking Xbox in the corner and not let them play on it.
Draw
the minion, paint the minion. Fucking, tell you what, like, the minions were spectacular.
Well, I feel like going to see her and saying, excuse me, Mrs. Inglesias.
Ridiculous. Don't just assume everyone calls Spanish as Inglesias. Unbelievable.
Excuse me, Mrs. Inglesias. Us parents, we don't need evidence that they've had a nice time or that they've been here.
Literally.
We just don't want them.
Yeah.
Just
stick
keep them
on the Xbox. Stick them on
no
the
evidence.
Xbox.
No evidence. That's what they'll be doing. They'll be like, we need evidence that you've done stuff. And I'm like, I don't care.
Did
like,
I tell you when I went in there was a kid in a cage?
No. What?
Did I not tell you this? So, you know, like...
A kid in a cage?
Yeah, there was
what
a kid in a cage.
Mean?
So there was a toddler in a cage when I got there. But it was, you know, like Tweety Pie? Sylvester and Tweety Pie?
Like a
bird.
Like
a metal
bird
cage. Like an antique metal
Please
bird cage.
Don't. What?
Imagine it's like 3 foot off the floor and like 2 foot wide. And it had balls in. So it was like the smallest, like, contained ball pit I've ever seen. And I thought it was just for show. But then when I went to pick them up, there was a toddler in there. I swear to God. I swear there was a toddler in
the
cage.
It was off the floor?
No, it wasn't off the floor. It was just on the floor in the corner. But it was like a white antique birdcage thing, only about the size of a 10-inch pizza, with some balls in it, and there was a toddler in it.
When a 10-inch pizza? That is not wide.
Yeah, no, maybe a 12-inch pizza, but there was. I swear, ask the people we went with. We couldn't believe it. There was a toddler in the thing. I think they were just there for
and
a
you
laugh,
were going to let him go back?
I felt like saying, get that toddler out of that cage. Fucking get a rotor. Get a rotor set up for that kid. He's not hogging that cage. Where's his mum and dad? This is unfair.
Where's Rafe?
Yeah. Get my kid in that fucking cage. Now. Uno Corona, por favor.
Didn't they as well? Didn't they tell you when you dropped them off? No party. No party.
Yeah, they told her not to party. They told her not to leave the hotel.
Stay here.
And just across from the hotel, there was a nightclub, day club thing.
Yeah.
And she literally pointed at it and went, no. And I was like, we're not, mum. We're going to the pool. Fucking hell. Draw the minion, Jesus.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of our darling son, our eldest son, Robin, you know, we've said this before, hopefully you'll never, ever listen to this.
Oh, God, no.
Or Rafe. But if you are listening to this, Robin, if you happen to just think one day, I'm going to listen to this. If you're listening to this, Robin, I just want to let you know that you are awful to play I Spy with.
Wow.
I Spy. Yeah. And what, at the minute, we're testing him, his spelling, right? He asks for... He asks her to spell out words. Yeah. So say, I was sitting in the car yesterday and say we're doing book, right?
Yeah.
Book. We say it really weird. Chose a terrible word. Yeah. So I was like, kicking her. And he's like, book. And you go, well done. And then he goes, I'll do one. And he goes like this. He goes, right, okay, ma'am, this one. S-H-O-O-E. And I go, shooey? And he's like, shoo. And I'm like, that's not how you spell it. It's S-H-O-R-E. And he goes, it's not. And I go, it's S-H-O-R-E. He goes, it's not, mummy. It's not how you spell
the
it.
The confidence.
The absolute arrogance of that little dickhead in his seat in the back.
Yeah.
I had to pinch you. Do you remember when he was doing it? I was like, he's having my life here.
Well, you're missing out the best thing that he did. I nearly crashed the car because I was laughing.
What?
He literally went, you went. So you weirdly got the hump about it a bit and you kind of went in a bit hard on him. You were like, Robin, like, you know, I don't mean to be nasty here, but Mammy is a lot older than you and Mammy knows that this is how you spell it. And Rob, can you remember what he said? Robin turned around and went, well, my teacher's older than you. And she said, this is how you spell it? I couldn't
He
slammed dunked.
He did.
Slammed dunked. Well, my teacher, obviously I'm not going to say her name, my teacher's older than you, and she said it was this.
So, you're wrong.
Wow. I couldn't believe, incredible argument skills from a five-year-old.
Just, like, and he was so wrong. Yeah, Some of the words were shocking.
But you had no comeback. When you applied the logic, I'm older, so I know. So he applied the logic, my teacher's older than you, so she knows.
But bam. I mean, she's wrong. She's absolutely wrong. Is it, I mean, what the hell? Should we move schools?
I feel like he might be misremembering
the
lessons.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I might read about it. What would you do in that situation? What are you meant to do? Are you meant to go, well done, good try, but it's this? Because I went, Robin, that's really good. And he's really good at guessing them, but he's not good at spelling them out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
Or do you go, you're wrong? Because then it got to that after 10 minutes, as I was like, mate, you're absolutely...
As a driver of that car at the time, I just wanted just both to shut the fuck up.
Great.
Simple as that.
His I Spy are a bit shit as well.
Yeah, I Spy is bad.
Yeah, I Spy with my little eyes, something beginning with B. I don't know, like, bush? No. Don't know, bra?
Bus?
No, blue car.
Blue car. Not the
not
rules.
Not how you play,
not
Robin.
The rules. Idiot.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So big news this week. Chris Ramsey turned 35, didn't he?
Oh, you did. Yeah. Yes,
birthday,
you did.
Wasn't it?
Cheeky
little birthday
happy,
for me.
Happy birthday to you.
Which you know, was very confusing because I had to celebrate it across 3 days, essentially, because Robin was so excited to blow up me balloons and put me banners up that happened on Sunday.
You just... We live in a world where you can't tell him anything before the date.
No.
I mean, you could, but it would be... Just days of like having to say no, and I can't be asked.
Rosie, I'm dreading Christmas this year.
Why? Oh, he's gonna be. Oh, shit.
Soon as that tree goes up.
Shit.
Nightmare. Right, it's gonna be crazy.
We're putting it up the 20th of December.
We'll have to run to it till then.
Right. Okay. It's not going up. Run
to it on the 22nd.
I'm not having that. I'm not having every day. When's he coming?
I think this will be the first year where he like comes through a room at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
It's like,
He's gonna. Oh, fuck's sake. Oh, he's so persistent though. I was never that persistent as a kid.
I was.
Anna, he's you.
Yeah.
He's literally a little version of you.
Yeah.
What did he say? Do you know what I said to him? This pissed us off actually.
Brilliant.
Right? This was pure you and you need to pack this in.
Wow.
Right? No. I said to Robin this morning, would you hand Rafe his bit of toast? And he went, Mom, it's got loads of butter on. I don't want to touch it.
That's my boy.
Rosie,
when
what
are you going
to
realise that not everyone is a fucking chocolate quilted shit pig like you and likes rolling around in their own filth?
He's 5. He shouldn't be scared to touch a bit of butter toast.
He didn't want any butter on his hands. He might have just washed his hands. He's worried that you're going to make them wash them again.
You're
not everyone is a scruffy pig like you.
You've broke Robin. You're not touching Rafe.
Right,
he's
brilliant.
Mine. He is mine.
Brilliant.
He's going to be an absolute little scruff.
Shit together.
Yeah, can't wait.
Can we just talk about for a moment? You tried to fill the coffee machine with water today, and water just went all over the fucking bench, and you just left it. You went, I don't know what happened there, and you just left it.
It evaporates.
Brilliant.
Actually,
it evaporates.
It's a nice Brilliant. Warm
God,
day.
I'll come back when we've all drowned in the water that Rosie's left for. What the fuck?
Oh, anyway, happy birthday.
Thank you. Was it happy? Well, basically, Sunday, what happened was you and Robin, we went out for a little Sunday lunch, which was
which
nothing
was
to do
nice.
With my birthday. It was lovely, but it was nothing to do with my birthday.
Well, I mean, it could have tied in.
Oh, so I'll just cobble everything together, huh? Yeah? Little fucking, a little jumble sale of things that I've decided that we're going to do anyway that can possibly mean something
no,
for my birthday.
It was your birthday Sunday lunch. Listen, come on. You I had a little candle in your beef. Don't you dare.
I got pork. You don't even listen to me. Now, obviously, I'm not really that bad, but I'm only talking about my birthday because I think we're all aware, dear listener, we're all aware of last year where I had to go and buy my own cake.
What happened then?
So last year, if you remember, during the lockdown, I was on a birthday cake a week. And then
Aye.
It came to me birthday and you sent us out to get me own cake and I didn't even want one anymore because I spoiled myself because I was
shit,
eating so
sorry.
Many a week. No, it's fine.
I've really let you down on your birthday.
Oh, well, you didn't again this year and I'm about to tell everyone how. So you basically then said, come on, Robin, we'll go to the Metro Centre and get Daddy something.
Mm-hmm.
You basically
Which I did.
Him. Yeah, you went and got some Lego that essentially he wanted, but I said, yeah, it's an older one and it's like an 18 plus Lego, but he can't play
Chris,
it as well,
I'm not,
so I'll get it.
I'm not being funny, right? Mm-hmm. You ungrateful little shit.
Listen to me.
That's £275.
Hey.
£275
not my
of
fault.
My money.
Not my fault. Your
How
mate
ungrateful.
Work. Not my fault. Your mate doesn't work at the Lego shop and get 50% discount like I used to, right? Have better friends.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but that is so, you are so ungrateful.
First of all, I'm not ungrateful because that Lego was amazing and I love
right.
the Lego.
What do you say then?
I say thank you very much and
right.
I said it on the
You're
day.
Welcome. The Let's
way,
carry on.
It was the way the Lego was given
oh,
to me.
Oh, how are you then?
Along with everyone else. So you turn around, the last thing you said was, we'll get you a cookie cake from
yeah,
the stores.
Yeah, I was planning on.
Brilliant, can't wait. Rosie, I put off having a cup of tea when I got in.
Right.
I thought, I'll be back in a bit with my cookie cake, I can't wait. You just came through the door. With the Lego box.
Yeah.
While you were busy telling me that you hadn't bothered your arse to get a
No,
cake.
They've moved Millie's in the Metro Centre. Don't you dare. It's shifted. I thought they'd shut down because of COVID.
Get on your
and
phone.
And it's moved.
Get on your phone. You should have went and got one.
No.
You came in with a... Don't get us wrong. The cake was nice, but it wasn't what I was after. It was a little cookie. After a little cookie. I didn't get the cookie. As I was being told that the cookie wasn't happening, I turned around and Robin just demolished the box that the Lego was in mm-hmm. and pulled all them up. That was all over the floor.
I'm
that was
sorry
a nice,
he was excited.
Nice big pile of... Oh, for my birthday present, was he? Oh, I can't wait to get you something and get him to fucking use it. Yeah, honestly.
I would gladly
Brilliant.
Have my child
okay.
borrow something of mine.
Oh, okay.
Don't even, you're nodding your head, but you know I would.
I'll find
so don't
something.
Even.
I'll find something
Absolutely.
Put me off.
Right. Yeah, okay. Right. Carry on. Good. Yeah, Millie's moved, which was, and then I found it, and they take an hour, them big cookies, and
just
I didn't have time.
You should have just said, can I have this one in the window here? Scratch fucking Dave off, or whatever that says, and just put Dad.
Chris, they're surely there for weeks, man.
Cookies don't go out of date.
No, I'm sorry, but them display cookies will be months old.
You reckon?
Yeah, they'll be stale as out.
I'd still eat them.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd still eat them.
Wow.
Not scared. I'd still eat them.
Do you know what as well? Can I just tell you? I was a bit gutted as well.
Why?
Because I really like the cookies. The big ones.
Oh, good. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm glad the disappointment was shared on my birthday.
But I wasn't waiting an hour for it. Anyway, I might get you one. We'll see.
I might get you one.
A little
we'll
after birthday. We'll see what you do for my birthday, yeah?
So guys.
Mr. Full of nice surprises, #not.
Shout out here. if you see a lonely man in the Metro Centre on his own buying a big massive birthday cake cookie for one, that's me. Don't point, I'll be crying. Fucking loser.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
As live comedy is back, my warm-up shows are flying out.
Mm-hmm.
Tour's happening soon. Our tour is on sale now,
yeah.
Obviously.
Still
all the December
tickets
dates.
Available for December.
They're flying out now, otherwise people are saying that live comedy's back. #, live comedy's back. I could cry. Also, though, another shout-out for a mate of mine, Scott Bennett,
mm-hmm.
who has done he's done a question for the podcast before with his lovely wife. Scott is genuinely one of the best stand-ups
yeah.
I know. He's amazing. If you're in London, Scott is doing Monday the 9th of August at the Tommy Field. It's basically Always Be Comedy. Go online, find it. Always Be Comedy at the Tommy Field. 9th of August, Scott Bennett. You will not regret it. He's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself over.
Just out of curiosity, how mm-hmm. many more mates... shows are going to plug on our
lucrative
podcast.
First of all, glad you bothered to show up for this one. I had to record the last shout out from me mates, me fucking self. Look, do you know what it is, right? I said it last week, I'll say it again now. Theatre and live comedy were the first things to stop when all this shit show began, and we've been the last things to get back on it. And I've got mates who it's really struck hard, and I just want to give them a leg up.
Yeah,
so
I am joking.
Yeah, well. You'd flog your tickets though, wouldn't you? You'd go on Instagram and flog blooming, old fridge freezers, £300 or nearest offer.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just like when you put it in the paper and you
Facebook
sell all
Marketplace.
Shit. Aye, all that. Aye,
I bloody love Facebook Marketplace.
Bats and that.
Anyway, yes.
Scrot. Yes. Live comedy's back. Sorry.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Your Beef?
Beef, beef, beef.
Beef.
Ooh, beef time. Right. I feel like I've already been attacked personally quite a lot this episode, to be fair.
Absolutely not.
As usual. Ladies first or gentlemen first? What would you like?
I'll go first.
Go on then.
Okay. Our whole relationship.
Whoa.
This is, honestly, I can't believe that I've never mentioned this.
Right.
You give me a piece of kitchen roll every time we eat and I never use it.
Right.
Why?
Because you're a messy bastard.
No. Why? Every time I eat a meal, you give us a bit of kitchen. Have you noticed that you do this? You give us a little square of kitchen roll.
Yeah.
And I always just take it, put it under my plate, I never use it, and I put it back into the kitchen roll.
You start using it.
I don't need it.
Well, there's blooming foodie handprints on everything and stuff all over your face and that.
You give us it when I'm eating with a knife and fork.
Well, it's like a restaurant. They give you a napkin. I give you a napkin.
I never use it. Well, never use napkins.
It's just a service I provide.
Stop it. I don't want it.
Well, no.
I don't want it.
What if you need it?
I don't.
But you literally are the sloppiest, messiest person in the world. You get food all over you all the time. So what do you do? Just let it dry on you. You don't use the napkin.
What do you mean?
What I mean is...
You give us it to like wipe me mouth, but I don't have food at me mouth at the end when I'm finished my meal.
So you're the only person in the world who doesn't need to wipe the mouth after a meal?
Do you wipe your mouth after every meal you've had?
I wipe my mouth after every mouthful, Rosie.
Are you taking the mic?
No.
Chris, I don't wipe my mouth after a meal.
Do you think napkins are for show?
No, I think napkins are there to put on your knee or like in case you make a mess.
Right.
I don't think you need to wipe your mouth after every single meal. I don't. I never do.
Wow.
What? What's happened?
Well, like I've said before.
Does everyone wipe their mouth after a meal?
Yes.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Right, every single meal, you wipe your mouth.
I wipe my mouth, yes.
Right, I don't. Right, well, this is where we differ. I really don't.
It'll never last. For fuck's sake. How can you be angry at someone giving you a bit of kitchen roll?
I'm not necessarily angry at it.
Get it out of the beef section then, you bastard.
No, but come on, it's irritating. Literally, there you are. No, what the fuck? I don't want a bit of kitchen roll.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll never get... Look at me now.
Uh-huh.
I'll never give you a bit of kitchen
Thank
roll
you.
Again.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Brilliant.
Praise the Lord.
As if something helpful like that could piss you off. Honestly, what's going on here?
Well, it's just irritating. I don't want a bit of kitchen roll. Get on me tits. It just sits under me plate.
What if I give you a proper sort of, like a proper napkin like restaurants with iron it and starch it and that?
That's it, they're even worse.
Fabric one?
I think they're ridiculous.
Do you know when my mum goes to a restaurant that's got them proper fabric, fabric sort of, you know, the ones pristine white.
Yeah.
Same
fucking things,
the same material as the tablecloth kind of
thing.
You know, my mum refuses to use them because she doesn't want to dirty it, so she gets a bit of tissue out of her bag and uses the tissue.
Bless her.
So I'm not using that. It's too
She's
nice.
A kitchen roll passer.
What it's for?
She's a kitchen roll passer.
Well, where do you think I get it from?
Wow, yeah, actually that's just every kitchen time
roll.
I got your mum's
kitchen roll,
tea,
best invention in the
gives
world.
Gives a bit of kitchen roll. Yeah. And I don't want a bit of kitchen roll.
It's because we've all seen how much mess you make with stuff.
She does it to everyone.
Well, fair enough.
It's just weird. Stop doing it.
Brilliant. Okay, I will. Jesus.
Right, what's your beef for me?
All right, well, more on why you're a bastard right now.
Mm-hmm.
My beef with you this week is,
mm-hmm.
Dear listener, we're all aware how I nearly died of sunstroke last week.
Oh, for God's sake.
I was ill. I was going to sleep during the day. I was dehydrated. I wasn't well. I went to go to the shops, but I got in the car and I was like, I can't drive. I feel dizzy here. I can't actually drive. So I came back home.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the shops.
I told you to go to bed.
You did. Very Thank nice. You. You went to the shops. I said, will you get me some Dioralite? The little electrolyte packets that get all your sort of, you know, if you've had diarrhea, mm-hmm. again, sunstroke, you know, mm-hmm. If you're dehydrated, they help you.
Mm.
You said they've got none.
They didn't have any.
You went, they've got none in the shop. They
didn't
none.
Have any.
I went, oh, ask someone. You went, I don't want to. I went, ask someone. You went, right, I've asked. They don't have any. Didn't have any, did they? Didn't have any. Didn't have any at all.
No.
I went to the same shop. I went to the same shop, guys. No less than 12 hours later. No more than 12 hours later. Fucking shelf full.
Stock intake.
They must have got... That delivery overnight of just Dioralite.
Can you believe it?
I was literally dehydrated and ill. And because you can't fucking look past your arse.
I've got you the liver salt
You got us
thing.
The wrong thing. You got us. So she came back in, guys, with Andrew's liver salt, yes. Which is for fucking upset stomachs,
right.
and diarrhea. It's not like replenishes your electrolytes and
right,
all that.
Okay.
Guess what?
What?
The Andrew liver salts were right next to the dioralite.
Well, I didn't see.
You're
Chris,
a fucking
idiot.
It was the fact that I asked you to ask the staff and you didn't ask the staff.
When are you going to learn, right? I don't like talking to people.
Wow.
I'm an introverted extrovert.
What an irritating thing
to
paint on yourself get out of situations.
No, I am. Oh. I'm an extrovert. I'll get on stage in front of hundreds of people. No. I'll do Instagram and I will chat to people. You know, I'm very confident. Get me to go and ask someone something in a shop. Am I married?
Not even to save your husband's life.
Oh, yeah, man.
I had to buy it the next day on my own, lady, that I could have died.
Oh,
I could have died.
Well, listen, house honestly, would have been paid off.
Yeah, I've got pretty good life insurance.
Yes, exactly. I'm actually a bit upset at how much money we waste on that.
Oh, so I should just die, should I? I should die to get the... Have you just claimed that I should die so we can get the money's worth for our life insurance?
Did I? I mean, did I say that? What I don't think
dick.
I did.
What a dick.
The life insurance... That's claim... life insurance claims are interesting, aren't they? Do you remember the story years ago when somebody... Was it... Were they from Shields?
Is this the canoe?
Aye.
Someone went and disappeared
in
the canoe.
Was that someone from South Shields?
Probably. Canoe.
It's a risky business, though, isn't it? Faking your own death for money.
Well, I mean, when are you then going to spend that? Especially now, everything's cashless.
Well, you wouldn't be able to.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to spend
it. This card's getting declined. It says you're dead. Oh, I got better. all right.
I just think it's such a drastic way. Like, do you know what I mean?
When you're skint, you're skint.
If you're that skint, you haven't got a good life insurance policy. So that's bullshit.
Maybe
greedy,
you got
that's what it is.
Maybe you got it on purpose to disappear in a canoe.
Well, that's you can't. It's like when you take maternity leave, you've got to have worked at the place for a year.
Right.
So you would have to have your life insurance for a while.
Right.
You can't just get your life insurance.
Well, maybe they've gone
and then
bust.
Fake your death.
Maybe the business has gone bust or something. Why are you having a go at people with canoes? What's this really about?
I'm really having a go at people who fake their, like, I was joking then. You're saying, like, I'm serious, but you can't be faking your death to get your life insurance. Although
period,
I really don't like insurance companies.
Honestly, for a 5 minute piece, I probably would at the minute.
I'd fake my own death.
Where would I have to live, though? I wouldn't live in a canoe. I'd go live in a field somewhere.
Well, no, where would you go? If you're gonna go somewhere to disappear, where are you going to go?
Loft.
I want to go
loft.
To our loft.
Just loft.
You could probably do that. Yeah. If you didn't tell us,
I
wouldn't know. Nah, neither have I.
There's a window. You know, there's a window at the top of our house that I've never looked out of.
I'm terrified of
in the loft.
When you're not here, I just have to pretend we don't have one. I'm like, there's no loft. There's nothing there.
Mammy, where's the Christmas tree? We don't have one.
No.
There's nowhere to put it.
If I had to disappear somewhere and escape, I'd go where Hawkeye lives.
Sorry?
Off Avengers.
What, a ranch somewhere?
Mm-hmm. Just in the middle of nowhere, where it's hot.
So you'd go to a farm in the middle of nowhere where it's hot?
Yes.
How would you find this farm?
Well, exactly.
How would you find the farm?
Oh, I'd find the farm, but nobody else would find the farm.
But you've just called it where Hawkeye lives.
Not just that scenario. Not exactly that house.
Oh, gosh, Rosie's gone missing. Let's look at her computer for clues. Last Google search. Where does Hawkeye live? I think she might be there, guys.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Finding your perfect home was hard, But thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Now, we've both done some reading of the questions this
week. Look at you pulling your finger out your arse.
Yeah, we've both read a couple. And do you know what's really nice? I've been reading them, and a lot of them are people who have listened to a recent episode and something sparked an idea for them where they've gone, that reminds me of something for me. And it's just really nice that it's this like interactive little loop.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I read one a day and it was like, I'm currently walking my dog in the park and I'm listening to this episode and it reminds us of this. So I like the idea that they've sat on the bench and the dog's just ran around doing whatever and they're just quickly sending a little disgusting, harrowing tale in. Yeah, really good. It's Please keep them coming, guys. It's honestly mind-blowing how much amazing stuff comes in. Thank you so, so much. shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Okay. Hi, Chris and Rosie. A couple of episodes ago, you said the word anusol. I can't quite recall in what context, but presumably when there were toiletry issues.
I imagine so.
The purpose for my email is that I am amazed at how you pronounce the product, right? This is going to blow your mind.
Right.
You said, brackets, phonetically, anusol.
Anusol.
I was gobsmacked, as I'd always called it and heard it referred to as, phonetically, anusol.
Anusol.
Chris? We've been saying it wrong.
They've been saying it wrong.
No.
No one calls a product anusol.
Chris, but you stick it up your bum. It's for piles. Anusol? That makes sense.
No.
No, Chris, we're saying it wrong.
Are we?
Yes. Anusol.
Well,
that's wrong.
I'd like to speak to the people who own that company, because what you're doing, putting anus in there, we all know it goes up the arse. Don't call it, you might as well call it anus finger pop-pops.
Like, no, surely we're anusol.
Sucky bum tablets.
We're saying it wrong. Saying it wrong. We must be.
Anusol. It's got to be anusol.
I don't know.
No, because you come on, man. It's why they don't call... Condoms are called condoms. They don't call them fucking dick bags. You know what I mean? You allude to what it is, but you don't... Do you know what I mean? Anusol.
I wish they called them dick bags.
Like
big, small,
anusol.
Medium
it
dick
can't,
bags.
It can't be anusol.
I think
it
is. Well, I'm sorry, but I am... I think we're wrong.
Don't you be walking around the house calling it anusol now, because I'll be
sick
everywhere.
I think it is. Should I ask my mum? Oh, she calls it anusol.
She calls it anusol as well.
She used to be a nurse.
So there we go. We
Shall I quickly give her a shout? She's only downstairs.
She's busy with the bin.
I know, but she's busy with the bin. Hang on. We're recording the podcast, so you're going to be on. Right. Come here and sit by my mic a second. Come here. Here she is, Sandra Winter. Right, listen, come here. Come here. So,
it's really weird.
Do you know the product that you use for piles that you put up your bum?
Mm-hmm.
What begins with an A? How do you pronounce it?
Anusol.
Anusol.
Is it not anusol? Is it not?
No, she says it's just a... Sandra is hysterically
like
laughing.
A midriff?
Slagging you off a midriff.
Is it not anusol? No. Somebody's messaged in saying we're saying it wrong and it's anusol?
I don't think it's anusol.
What did they used to say in the hospital?
Anusol.
Anusol.
Anusol. Thank you. Doesn't it sound like you might as well call it a blooming get it up you?
Discreet about it if you're going to buy it.
Thank you, exactly.
Right, okay. Uh-huh.
Price check on anusol.
There's also germaloids.
What's that?
Same thing, but germaloids.
Germaloids. For hemorrhoids, but germaloids. this is gone.
Germaloids for hemorrhoids.
Germaloids.
I've never heard of that.
What the hell's
the Okay, well, okay. I think we're wrong. I think we're wrong, Mum.
Germaloids.
Have you heard what they're calling condoms nowadays? Dick bags. Joke.
They're not.
Thanks, Sandra.
Bye.
I love you.
Get
bye.
Back to work.
Bye.
Better hear that Hoover going. Oh, sorry.
Oh, he's asleep. Sorry. Bye, Mum. Thank you. I think we're wrong. Anyway.
Nah, no chance.
Just while we're on the subject of pronouncing stuff, I just need to let everyone know we're not really posh.
Sorry.
What?
I'm just going to have to interrupt you here because I've just Googled anusol, right? Whoever emailed in, right, you can stick this up your fucking anusol, right? The packet has the letters A-N-U-S-O-L.
Mm-hmm.
A-N-U, dark blue, S-O-L, light blue.
So it is Andiasol.
Separating the words.
Right, well,
no
there we
one
go.
In their right mind, put no matter what the product, puts the word anus in the product. You fucking lunatic who emailed in. Look at the thing. Look at the packet.
Right, Anusol.
Anusol. Yeah. Crikey. Mm-hmm. As if I've got... As if my job is defending how I pronounce the name of suppositories on a podcast. What the hell's going on in the
have
world?
Have you ever had piles?
I've had internal ones before where I just, it was just hurting a bit.
I've never had them.
Little tears is what I used to get. Little tears.
Ooh, what? Mm,
just pushing too hard, innit?
Oh,
go hard or go home.
Well, I've never...
Time is money.
Oh, please.
Busy guy.
Well, you're keeping the anus all
no time to,
in business.
No time to iron. No time to let me shit fall out naturally.
I just wait for mine to come. Yeah. We've talked about this before.
No, I don't like it. Yeah.
I'll just let them fester naturally, and then it's like, I'm going to shit myself.
That's why you sit on the toilet for a wee, and then you go, oh, it's took us by surprise, I have to leave the room.
Mm. Just while we were on the subject, sorry, I was just saying before,
mm-hmm.
we have not turned really posh.
Right.
We say master and plaster.
Yeah.
Why do we shouldn't really, because it's
really
ridiculous.
Weird, yeah.
But I think it's a South Shields thing.
Yeah.
Plaster.
Yeah.
When most people say plaster. But we say plaster. Why do we?
Don't know. We say plaster and master, which is really
like headmaster.
Your headmaster.
Very strange.
Yeah. Really strange.
Loads of people have called well for that. Why do you say master and plaster?
I'm but like, as if we would just know. Like keep our northeast accents and then just randomly choose two words to go, right, we are gonna
yeah.
kick the dick off these two
yeah,
words
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
these
yeah,
two
yeah.
words are gonna pay the mortgage.
Yeah. Plaster.
Do you know what I
mean? Master. Very strange. Robin's posh now, isn't he?
Robin is posh, yeah.
Robin's
yeah.
so
have
posh.
I'm gonna start wedging him to the
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hi.
I'm currently pregnant with my first child.
Yay.
I recently made a discovery which I think might be weird enough for your podcast.
Oh.
As my body has changed over the weeks and months and my bump has protruded more outwards, I started to notice that there was something black inside my belly button.
What?
As time went on, this stuck out further and further until I was able to actually pinch it with my fingers.
What? So hang on. No. What? So she's pregnant? And our tummy's getting bigger.
So you know how your tummy does that disgusting thing where...
Right, I mean, wow, that's nice. Nice way to talk about pregnant women.
What? What? The fact that your belly button turns inside out? I'm
you
sorry.
You said disgusting.
I reserve the right to say that that's fucking minging, by the way. The belly buttons freak me the fuck out. And pregnant women, you're beautiful, you're gorgeous, all that bullshit that people say. But when your belly button just
wow.
goes flat... It's fucking
yes,
horrible.
It is crazy.
Not only does it go flat, it kind of, the inside comes out and then there's like, the bit that you can't normally see is there, like exposed.
The star.
Oh,
yeah.
God, it's like a little fucking, it's like a little anus on
no,
your
is,
stomach.
No, it is. It's like your bullet, just oh, there.
Balloon knot.
Horrible.
Yeah, so that's what's happened. So it's,
but,
it's,
I mean,
it's
congratulations.
And there's something black. Yeah, yeah, congratulations on your monkey belly button. So,
but there's something black in it.
Something black in it,
right.
All right?
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Just being able to pinch it, right?
What?
With her fingers.
Right.
It turned out to be, you'll not believe this.
Right.
It turned out to be the end of my own umbilical cord.
On what?
Umbilical. Umbilical? Umbilical.
Unbiblical.
Umbilical? Unholy?
Umbilical.
Umbilical.
Now I'm like, am I wrong? It's not unbiblical.
Is it not unbiblical?
That's something to do with Catholicism.
Is it not unbiblical?
It's umbilical.
Umbilical.
Is it
Oh, yeah, it's a U-M.
Oh, shit.
You there, yeah? U-M-B-I-L-I. Cal?
Unbiblical.
Is that not what you say? Unbiblical. Have I been saying it wrong? Oh, hey, how the tables have turned. It's normally me making you feel like an idiot. Now, have I gone red?
Yeah, a little bit. Unbiblical. Oh. Wow. I mean, it is unbiblical.
This is like when I thought that the red, the White Stripes album "Get Behind Me, Satan" was called "Get Behind Me, Santa."
Oh, jeez!
One of them days.
Yeah, it's umbilical.
Right,
so that bit of black thing was her own umbilical
her own
cord.
Unbiblical cord.
Please stop calling it.
Her own unholy cord has just been sitting snugly inside my very inward belly button for the past 32 years.
No,
32
way.
Years. I was a bit scared to try and pull it out completely, Christ alive, as it was still attached. Don't do that. Why did people just...
Well, you would try to pull it out though.
But what? I was a bit scared, like, oh, I'm gonna just, this bit of like me flesh, I'm just gonna decide to rag it off for no fucking reason at all. and she pops like a balloon and whizzes around the room and flies out the window.
I'm sorry, but how did nobody notice that that was there?
Well, yeah, so I was a bit scared to try and pull it out completely as it was still attached. But today, I finally plucked up the courage. Oh, she's pulled it and then emailed straight in.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Got a bit of it on her fingers.
You know who'll really want to know about this? Chris and Rosie.
So yeah, but today I finally plucked up the courage and very carefully peeled it away and flushed it down the loo.
Wow.
It was rank and looked exactly what you'd imagine a 32-year-old umbilical cord to look like.
Umbilical. Please stop saying umbilical.
Umbilical. Umbilical. Think of a slug that's been dried out in the sun.
Oh, Christ.
No, I don't want to think about that. It does beg the question as to how on earth my parents never spotted
that's
this when
I'm
I was
thinking.
A baby.
How, yeah. I'm sorry, but... I'd like to think I'd notice if Rafe had a bit of his umbilical cord.
Rafe's got a weird belly button.
No, he hasn't. It's gold. Don't you dare.
I feel like I want to jet wash it. I feel like there's stuff in there that needs to come out.
There's nothing in there. Oh, don't.
We'll see. 32 years' time. 32 years' time, we'll see.
What, there'll be a bit of umbilical cord
when he's pregnant. As you said, yeah, I can only imagine because by the time I came around, they had 4 children to look after and some things just got left by the wayside.
Yeah, neglect. neglect.
Bit of her insides are hanging out. It's all right. Just fucking just get out of bed.
Can't you still walk? It's fine. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hello there.
Hello.
Was just listening to episode 125 today and the poo bag chat reminded me of this little episode. Mm-hmm. I picked my daughter up from nursery when she was 3. And the nursery told me that they were worried about the smell of her.
Eh?
They had changed her nappy multiple times, etc. They thought she had been rolling in something grim in the garden, but found no evidence. So this kid just stank.
That's bad crack.
I mean, it's a hell of a parents evening,
wow.
Isn't it?
So, your kid stinks. she's rotten from the inside.
Yeah, she's over there. Come on, your mum's here. So, has she been good today? Yeah, she's been no bother. Smells like shit, but no bother.
I'm sorry, but I've worked in nurseries, right? And there was some absolutely lifting kids.
Yeah.
I never tell the parents.
You were seeing the no.
Well, I just... No, well, they stunk and all. Did they... Oh, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Robinson. Do you know you all fucking stink? Just, you stink. Your partner stinks. He's been in. He stinks worse than you. The band stinks.
What do you mean? What do you mean I'm fired? What do you mean you're ringing the agency? I don't understand.
Truth time.
I fed your child.
So sorry, right? They've told the kid that they stink of shit.
Yeah, so I didn't think of that when I read it, but yeah.
That's so bad. That's so unprofessional, but anyway. Has she got a rotten tooth?
why have you all got pegs on your nose at this nursery? I told my husband, and it turns out when he walked the dogs with our daughter on her little push bike, he would put the poo bags full of poo in her hood so he didn't have to carry them.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. That is awful. Don't tell me she had that coat on and she'd left them in.
The smell, the smell had permeated the fabric and no amount of Daz or Ariel or Comfort was getting that out. The worst bit is he thought it was a genius idea. The twat.
That's, I'm sorry.
Poor little kid. Lord of dog shit out.
That was... That is horrendous.
Oh,
that's
God.
Horrendous.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah, okay. Okay, I can understand that. Yeah, she would stink. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Dear Rosie and Chris,
mm-hmm.
I'm currently walking around... Oh, this is what I was talking about. I'm currently walking around my local dog park and listening to episode 125, where a lady emails in to say she doesn't wash her bed sheets or dressing gown. Mm-hmm. We've all talked about this lady. It's got a lot of people talking, right? I've got something very similar that I'd like to share with you.
What? Oh, don't.
This is really, really minging, right?
Oh.
When I was 13 years old, I broke my arm by falling off my bike into a ditch. I had to have a metal pin drilled into the bone and I wore a cast.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wear the cast for a couple of months and because the doctors didn't want to disturb the metal pin, I wasn't allowed to get the cast changed to one of those bright pink or blue ones you see primary school kids. you see on primary school kids or the neighbour's cat. Very specific.
Always jealous of them kids with casts.
The ones that were like really bright.
Yeah.
Can't draw on them ones though. You know the ones with the... It's like a serrated kind of.
Why can't you?
They're really hard to draw on.
You need a really thick.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
Did I tell you about Paul Pentlow? I must have told you.
What's that?
Ran into a wall, broke both his arms.
Right.
So he came to school with two casts on his arms and like metal things keeping them up like that. And they were striped like twister lollies.
So we just had to sit there like a.
I don't know why he came in.
Sitting there like a rugby goal all day.
Yeah. Wow. Ridiculous. Like, wow. Stay off.
Mm. So he just. Did he write it? What did he do? What did he do in the lessons?
I mean, am I misremembering this? Ashley Little listens to the shield messages, but I'm sure I remember him coming in with two broken arms, like up in the air,
right?
And they look like twister lollies. And I'm sure he had the metal. Have I dramatized it?
Is that off a film? Have you watched that? I can't understand that.
He broke both his arms.
I just can't. Why would you come to school?
What do you mean?
What happened when he was on lessons? What was he doing?
He wasn't in my class. I just seen him in the yard.
Apart from answering all the questions. Does anyone know the square root of this? Paul? Oh, no, sorry. Paul? Yeah. Oh, sorry, no.
Any volunteers? Paul is very enthusiastic to answer questions in lessons. Terrible at eating his dinner.
There's no way. There is absolutely no way a kid came into your school with two casts, his arms up in the air.
Honestly, There's no way. I really feel like this happened. Chris, this has happened in my life.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
There's no way.
I'm telling you.
Nah.
Right, well, Ashley.
I'm not having it.
Ringers.
I'm not having it.
Because I might be misremembering that.
Yeah, I think you are.
They were like twister lollies, green and white. And yeah. I remember thinking, you lucky sod.
Green and white, just to draw more attention to the poor cunt. So, Paul, what we're going to do is we're going to cast both your arms up in the air, what, down by my side, like a normal one, like I said. No, we're going to do them elbows point to the floor, fingers point at the ceiling. We're going to put scaffolding underneath. We're going to put them bright white and green, white and green for no reason at all. Could just make them white, could make them white and green, striped to really catch the eye, and then we're going to send you to school, and you're going to sit in the middle just with your arms up there. What are you going to do at dinner time? Fuck knows. How are you going to put your coat on? Fuck knows.
It was in the summer.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
We didn't have a coat on. I do remember that.
Of course he didn't have a coat on. He couldn't put a fucking coat on if he wanted to.
Honestly, I think you may be right. It mustn't have happened.
There's no chance.
Why do I think it did?
Because you're a fucking idiot.
What's wrong with this? Chris, I've thought about that a lot, you know.
Oh, Christ.
I've honestly thought about that a lot.
Just arms in the air. Why? Why would they put them in the air? You've watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air or something where someone's done that and you put it in your head and put it. There's no fucking way. I'm sorry. Oh, God.
I feel like it did.
Right. So back to this person. They brought their arm. They got a pin in it, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's white. They had to wear heavy white plaster around my arm. Mm. I also did this at the beginning of summer, so it got quite sweaty under there. When I sleep, I tend to sleep on my side, curled up with both hands to my face. So like fetal position, right?
I do that.
Yeah. The cast began to develop this wonderful perfume. Ooh. I can't describe it. It wasn't dirty or bloody or sweaty, just fragrant.
Musky.
Every night, I'd send myself to sleep sniffing my cast.
Wow.
Eventually, the time came when I had to get the cast removed. But how was I going to sleep without it? I told the doctors I had to keep the cast because everyone at school had signed it and I wanted to keep it to remember everyone. I was a bit of a loser at school and didn't have many friends. So honestly, when I brought my arm and suddenly everyone wanted to be my BFF and sign my cast, it sounded like a reasonable thing to want to remember.
Aww.
My cast was also white, so people had signed it in multicolored felt tips and it looked quite cool. The doctors began to saw off my cast. And to mine and my mum's great surprise, when the cast was lifted off my arm, the metal pin that was drilled into me was sticking out of my flesh.
Oh, Chris.
The
man.
Inside of the cast and my arm were both covered in two-month-old blood and pus. It's funny, towards the end of the 2 months, I could feel something rubbing on my wrist under my cast and didn't know what it was.
How did that not hurt?
Unbelievable. Shit. I now have two scars, one from the pin on my arm and one from the rubbing against my wrist.
Oh my God.
I told the doctors I still wanted the cast. So to my mother's horror, my cast was popped in a carrier bag and I carried it home on the bus.
I'd have done that.
Yeah, I know.
I'd have kept me cast.
I tucked it safely away under my bed and couldn't wait for the night time when I could get my cast out and sniff myself to sleep.
Oh, no, come on.
I normally don't agree with people when they say they were losers at school, but reading that sentence, I think you were a loser at school.
Oh, no.
For the next couple of months, my cast was my teddy bear. Until one day, my mum woke me up early. She caught me snuggling with my bloody pussy cast and that I had taken off months ago. Of course, she immediately got a plastic bag and threw it in the bin. Oh. Brackets, she wouldn't even touch it. She scooped it up like dog poo.
Oh, it must have been absolutely disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wow.
But I wouldn't let it go that easily. That night, once my mum had gone to bed, I went outside to the bin. Brackets, it was too gross to put in the kitchen bin, and I fished my cast out and put it in a shoebox.
Shut up. She took it out the bin?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Don't say she still got it.
I'm now 22 years old. The shoebox is still sitting under my bed, and whilst I no longer sleep with it, it does get an occasional sniff.
Oh, God. Sorry.
It's fucking 22 years.
How wee, man.
I'm surprised it hadn't got up and left.
What? Why
That's
would you?
Rotten. That is rotten.
Oh, Christ.
Says, Chris, when you broke your ankle, did you ever smell your boot? I did. It smelled disgusting. I smelled it once. I'll never do it again.
That sat upright in the garage. It's really horrible.
The boot, yeah. Can we get rid of it?
We should probably keep it.
I feel like as soon as I throw it away, I'll break my ankle again.
Should not donate it back to the hospital?
Fucking stinks. No chance. I asked them, I said, what happens? Do you take them back? They went, no.
Oh, no, what a waste. Could they not put a fresh lining in?
I don't know.
It still does the job.
I don't know how this works, Rosie. It's not a place to talk about it.
We'll just keep it in case.
Great. There you go, guys. Next, our shopping list.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Okay, got one here.
Right.
Now, you know I don't like it when they're sort of preambled, as in, like, this is the worst thing ever.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one really, like, she builds it up like something rotten. And I feel like I really have to read it to do it justice, right?
Right. So are you saying it's good or are you saying it's bad?
I'm saying listen to this preamble and make your own mind up.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie and Chris.
Yes.
I've written in with a couple of stories of a certain disgusting nature, but I've held back sending this one to you because I've genuinely never told a single person.
I love these ones.
Brackets, not even my best friends.
Right.
This memory, she goes on, is something I try to forcefully erase from my brain immediately after it happened, but has popped up in my mind once every year or so to remind me how much of a disgusting creature I am.
Oh, right. So they're disgusting. Right.
So she is disgusting. This pops up. So every time I remember this, I just want to cry on the spot and have a 3-day shower.
Wow.
3-day shower.
Chris, listen. Yeah. I'm interested.
What, in a 3-day shower?
No, God, in a 3-day shower? Absolutely not. In this story.
Think of the water. Think of the prunage. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Picture the scene. Flashback 6 years. I'm 17 and I've never done any more than kiss a boy. Mm. I had been dating a slightly older guy, brackets 20, for a few months and I felt like it was...
Sorry, just I'm when someone says I'm dating someone slightly older, you think, right, he's 50.
Yeah.
He's 20. Like,
he's 3 years older than she was.
Not that much difference. Yeah,
and she's 23 now after sending this, if it was 6 years ago. So there
okay,
we go.
Right. She's 17.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was going to say, she could have sent this at the beginning of the podcast, in which case she's probably 705 now for how long we've been fucking doing this.
Right. She's 17. He's 20.
So, I've been dating a slightly older guy, brackets 20, for a few months, and it felt like it was time to take the plunge. Looking back on it, the first of my mistakes was losing my virginity in a hurry, but worse mistakes are yet to come.
Right. So...
So she feels like she rushed losing her virginity...
To him.
To him, but this
at
is...
At 17.
Worse, yeah, but worse mistakes
I mean, she's absolutely taking her time!
Do not judge everyone. Do not judge everyone by your whorish standards, please.
What's her name? Frigid.
What's her name? Nana Frigid.
I'm joking.
Yes, thank you. Context. I lived in Durham with my parents and he was in the military, so he travelled around a lot.
He's in the army.
I didn't really want to take a... This is... Bless her, this is tragic. I didn't really want to trade in my V-plates in his parents' house, so...
Wow. There's no other... What, 17? No other choice.
Yeah. So he agreed to pay for a boutique hotel night in Newcastle. Or does that say bougie? Bougie hotel for the night in Newcastle.
That's a new cool world.
Is it?
Yeah,
is
bougie. It was in a rap song, I think, once and now. It just means like a bougie, like cool and trendy and whatever.
Brilliant.
We talked about before. Anyway.
I think we'll have. Yeah. The train from Durham to Newcastle is only about 10 minutes, so I agree to meet him there in the evening. I was, brackets, shitting it.
Oh.
Bless her. I really wanted it to be all perfect chick flick style romantic, so I wrote myself a little to-do list, brackets, you know, wash hair, nice underwear, do makeup, shave legs. I felt fit and ready for my cute romantic night with a worldie. He must have been fit.
He must have been nice. See, this is the whole... I didn't know I was going to lose my virginity when I lost my virginity.
No?
That makes sense.
No?
No, well, I mean...
But I mean, yours losing stuff.
I am very forgetful.
Chris, have you seen my virginity? Is it in the... Where, it's not in the drawer where we keep the virginity. Where is it?
Oh, fuck, I don't know, man. Fucking...
No, I think when I was only 15.
Oh, God. Slag. Horrible. Yeah. Illegal. Another law you've broke. What was it? Thievery of the bag.
Yeah.
It was another one you did earlier. Another law you broke. A couple of weeks ago, I found out another law you broke, and now underage prostitution as well.
Shocking.
Underage prostitution. Right. On the train, he rang me to see how long I'd be, and he got a little bit naughty on the phone.
Oh.
Talking about what underwear he was imagining I had on and how he'd be ready for me in the hotel room.
Oh, not when it's your first time.
He said, brackets prepared to cringe, I'm all shaved for you, baby.
He said that?
He said it!
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Smooth as a little boy's tiddler.
No, I do not like shaved penises.
Right, okay.
They are horrible. They come in all spiky. It's disgusting. Stop doing it. Doesn't make your dick look bigger. It's horrible.
That's slander.
No, it's not cool, though. Have you ever done yours?
What do you mean?
I bet you have back in the day.
What, shaved? Everything shaved
off?
Yeah. No, disgusting.
I've
like
seen
a baby.
Loads
you
like that.
Like a baby. It's horrible.
It's horrible.
Awful.
Vile.
Okay, yeah. Leave a bit of grass on the pitch.
Just disgusting. Leave like them, do you know?
Leave a putting green, mate.
Horrible. Do you know Dumbo?
Dumbo, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the horrible birds?
Right.
That's what reminds me of.
The vultures?
Yeah.
No. Jungle Book. Brilliant. The crows.
Well, either of them. Just them horrible birds.
No, because the crows have got all of their feathers.
Right, well, bits of them don't.
No, you mean the vultures in the Jungle Book.
Are they bald?
Yes.
Right, then them.
Good God.
Wow.
You don't even know what birds are. God, oh my.
Two Disney films.
So rubbish. Right, so he said, prepare to cringe, I'm all shaved for you, baby.
Vile.
And my heart sank. As quite a naive 17-year-old girl, it hadn't dawned on me to shave my, and she's wrote hoo-ha here.
Oh.
It hadn't dawned on her to give a little trim down.
Right, okay. Well, no, because you're 17.
Well.
How many pubes you got?
Well, I mean, probably, it's only a 10-minute train journey. She probably didn't have time to count.
No, but you're not going to have a full 70s bush, are you?
No, well, you never know. Everyone develops at a different
stage.
They do, really, true.
Right?
As soon as I got to Newcastle Station, I went to Sainsbury's to buy a razor some shaving cream.
Not a dry shave. She didn't.
I put them in my handbag, and when I walked out of the shop, I bumped into him. Turns out he decided to surprise me at the station, and I realised I wouldn't have time to shave in the hotel room, so I quickly excused myself and went to the train station toilet.
Oh, no, you're not shaving. She's only 17. You don't have to do this. Oh, poor lamb.
Bless her little heart.
Oh, God.
Now, obviously, I'm not going to shave my fanny in the communal sinks. Brackets, there were people coming in and out loads, so I couldn't if I wanted to. So in the brain of a stupid 17-year-old me, the only option was to do my best in the cubicle. I sat on the loo, put shaving cream on the area, got the razor out and paused. Can you shave your pubes with no water? I'd never done it before.
Oh, God.
I did what in my head was the only natural thing. And dunked my razor in the toilet water.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, my God.
That's a... Didn't worry about getting an STD from sex.
Well.
Or what?
As it turned out, I ended up with not only chlamydia, but thrush and a UTI.
No, shut up.
I guess I'll never know if I got this cocktail of infections from my first jag or from the Newcastle Station ladies' loo. Please keep me anonymous because my mum listens to this and doesn't need to know how rotten I am.
That's awful.
I just want to say that at the beginning, calling yourself a disgusting creature, etc., fully warranted. But, however, you were young, you were nervous.
Exactly.
We don't blame you. But God Almighty, thank you for sending
that. What was the other one? Because she sent two, was it?
She sent some others in the past. So what I should do is I'll find her name I'll find our email and I'll find the other
ones. Yes, please.
The Chronicles of the Toilet Shaver.
If you're willing to shave your pubes off in the communal...
But this is the worst one, so we've actually started with the worst one.
Okay, right, fair enough.
So we'll see. We'll see. Okay.
I bloody love you lot.
Love yous all.
Honestly.
Love
thank you.
You all.
These are the joy, just the gift that keeps giving.
Gift that keeps on giving.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you once again for listening to Shagged Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is part of the Acast Creator Network. Always has been, it feels like, doesn't it? Guys, thank you so much. If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please continue to send in your wonderful, wonderful stories and questions and everything else. The Shagged Married Annoyed Live 2 and the December dates are on sale and selling fast. And we'll see you out on the road soon, and we'll be back in the ears next week.
Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.